Watson Hall presents.
Fudge on the Fly, A Corpse's Kiss. With Riddles as the GM. Episode 2.
I'm not used to fighting people fitted with airbags.
The kind you only normally see in, like, Cool Hand Luke or something. In prison riot films. Yes. Yes. Ah, the 70s. Wait, no, 60s. Wait, what year was it? 1983.
Right. 80s for you, 70s for me and Job.
Speaking of the 1870s, or the 1850s.
I think we said 1850.
It was earlier than that, wasn't it?
Maybe even 1840-something. Anyway, either way, not very many trains around, so everyone's going on Obduck Gorge, and basically it's all been a bit strange since then. Would somebody like to sum up the fun, the excitement that was last week?
We are
on a coach, or in a coach, in bad weather.
We don't, somewhere in England. I don't think we'd established one.
It's, you're kind of wandering through Shropshire.
Right.
You are probably closer than most Englishmen would like to be to the Welsh border.
Nonsense, for if under Wales.
I'm going to keep it over there.
Yeah.
Sinuous rills were particularly big. We stopped at the traditional sign of a dead guy in the road. And there was various stuff going on with that. And then packed him up, loaded him on the back. And a little later, thieving tow rag there found that he wasn't actually a dead guy. And
Allegedly.
Well, he wasn't. I think he just
kicked him off.
So, you're not quite sure.
And then we went
no one else saw him moving around. However, you are all aware that the tarpaulin is there, but the body isn't.
Well, all we had to do was undo the rope and the thing would have fallen off the back.
Well, Arthur did pull me out of a difficult situation.
Yeah, he was going off the back of the carriage. I mean, he could have been leaning down.
Leaning down, trying to see if the guy had a pocket watch or something like that. No, whoops, the body's fallen off the back.
He did have a bit of a signet ring vibe to him, I've got to say.
Now, did I mention my name last session?
You did not.
Okay, that's good, because I may have forgotten which alias I used. Okay.
I don't, in fact, actually, I think last session you specifically said I haven't even got a name.
Which is a little suspicious, honestly.
I will call myself. Well, I will. If anyone bothers to ask what my name is, you'll find it.
Well, presumably, when you go to the inn, they might ask.
Oh, in game, they can ask it. Oh.
Good grief.
The other thing which we noticed was.
Almost kissed by the corpse.
Apologies for my. I'm fine.
It's alright, it just gives that nice Victorian vibe to
exactly.
Things.
It's just a tuberculosis.
You know, Mark's rearranged his name. It now says Big and Dick.
It's true, there's no Penguin Dick. Anyway.
To be fair, Yossa Biggin is a halfling with delusions of grandeur.
Say no more. When we got to the inn, Rev Green appears to have perhaps succumbed to a fever or the strain of dealing with this body. You know, he's not the most robust of fellows, I felt. And
it was pretty foul weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we weren't able to wake him, so we had to carry him in.
Well, More specifically, Nick, your character has been placed none too gently by the fire with a hot toddy.
I'm thawing out.
And you are... Basically, they assume that you were just on the roof for too long.
And there was hallucinations. I will, while I inspect my leg, is there a sign of damage or accostment? Could I have been imagining it?
Well, not so much your leg. It was more the fact that it was grabbing your head. Because he had...
Because you were peering over the side.
If you hadn't been pulled, if you hadn't been pulled back by Arthur, you would have basically, quite literally, been kissed by the corpse.
Yeah, just check if your glasses are sliding down, because if they are, he may have bitten your nose off.
If they're sliding up. Obviously, your ears might have gone.
You do have some scratches on either side of your face.
And if you're doing an Eric Morecambe impression...
I can't do it with headphones on.
You look like you've been doing a little enthusiastic heavy petting with somebody with a long nail.
Exactly that. Well, I will warm up by the fire.
Yeah, you're warming up by the fire.
This isn't our last stop, is it? We're going on.
This is where you're stopping for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Because the coach can continue. There are other inns that it could have gone further to. But to be honest, the weather is way, way, way too bad now. It is really starting to come down. The road is no longer... Well, it's passable. But
only if you really have to.
But so is a navigable river.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it is, yeah. Some people call it a road. Some people call it a small stream. Yeah, either way. So we are... Augustus... is outside. He has Toby. He is sort of escorting the ladies. Amelia basically will stay reasonably close to him, purely and simply because she likes Toby. Mama is kind of dragging...
Toby or not Toby?
Indeed, that is the question. And Mama is dragging her, but she's kind of pulling back and being your normal early teenage girl. Arthur is with Bert and Mr. Jones. You are kind of... And in fact, actually, I'm going to say probably Augustus is there as well. Augustus, have you just disappeared, or has your camera just gone off?
Not looking good, is it?
It's not looking good. He's suddenly gone very dark.
He has gone quiet.
Okay. Good Lord, it's just Nick's name.
Either way, there we are. And back in the room.
No idea.
Yeah, I'm back in the room. All I was saying is that you're probably kind of... You're kind of escorting the ladies... towards the door, and then you're going to come back and also stand and stare with hands behind your backs at the tarpaulin where once a man who you thought was dead were tied up in.
No, yeah, buggered to find him in all this rain. Pardon my French.
Well.
Can you make me perception checks?
Do I have fair?
You do not need to do that at the moment, Nick, because you are inside,
huddling by the fire,
huddling by a fire, and
having given what appears to be the most implausible name.
What have you got?
Peregrine Fawcett. What's wrong with... He's Augustus Rains.
Yeah.
Well, what's weird about Peregrine Fawcett?
What?
It's a wandering tap.
It's not a tower.
Anyway, I'm rolling
a tower that emits peregrine falcons.
So I'm wondering, am I? Here we go.
I've done spectacularly badly, so I assume I am only perceiving the smell of a delicious pie nearby.
Well, no, you're looking at the thing, but you can't really see.
I've got a great result.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, John. Augustus is looking at the rope that you sort of think immediately, oh, perhaps the knots have come undone. But one of them looks like the knot has actually burst open.
Hmm.
So, I mean, obviously your immediate thought was that it was something to do with Peregrine because he was passing about on the roof. But no, it might not have been.
Right. So, well,
either
given
way,
my background, I think I might do a little more investigating.
Oh, you have a background.
Yes, Augustus Raines, confidential agent.
Much easier not to have a background.
And
then I avoid all manner of trouble.
I'm the sort of person who gets hired to keep things very, very discreet. And obviously, being of the lower gentry myself, I understand.
Spider sense is too strong a word for this sort of for this century. But
I just wrote down a detective skill, so I could go with that instead.
Could you actually just make
a detective bump is tingling?
A detection detective thing. Roll.
Okay, so that's two minuses. Great start, John. Two pluses, and that is a great result.
Okay, so this is definitely feeling a bit odd. Also, glancing at the luggage, it does look like it has been opened and closed. Reasonably carefully, but you can see that.
But in heavy rain, for one thing, on a moving.
Well, yes. I mean, to be honest, that's the big thing that you spot, is the fact that there are bits that should still be dry are wet, and bits that should still be wet don't look quite so.
Starting to look less like someone has returned from the dead, and like somebody
possibly
should be joining them.
You know, possibly somebody. I mean, obviously, you know, you are aware that Arthur and the other chap, who you haven't really got a name for at the moment, but we're up there. However, you're also aware that Arthur spent quite a lot of the later time on the it's not the footplate, is it? What the hell's the actual seat on a coach?
Seat.
Driving seat, I think it's probably.
Yeah, it is just sort of a bench, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the driving seat, as it were. With the
I've now got Time Flies By When You're the Driver of the Train stuck in my head. Thank you, because you said footplate. Thanks
indeed
for that.
Yeah, standing on a footplate with a truckload of cocaine. Careful of the split, UG. Another song is by Half Man, Half Biscuit.
I'd like to get myself some of that
driver's box.
Hi,
is the suggestion I have from the internet.
Okay, I suppose it depends on the type of conveyance, doesn't it? Because
yeah,
I mean, in a hansom, obviously it's completely different because you're behind your passengers. A coach, you're sitting in the front. I suppose a growl is the same, isn't it?
Growls that sitting at the front. I think it was only really in the hansom where it was where the coachman was at the top.
On top, yeah.
Yeah. But that was more the fact that it was also very quick, wasn't it? Partly because he was so up so high, he could actually steer around.
Well, there
the
was
issues.
They're only two wheels, aren't they? Two wheels, two passengers.
Yeah.
And fast. Yeah. In fact, faster than traffic in London today.
Although if they were in London today, they'd be no faster.
No.
You could probably take those up on the pavement.
Yeah, why not? They do with the cars.
Exactly. I mean,
Right. Okay. So, you're kind of all looked at this. However, it is now really starting to come down. And eventually, Mr. Jones turns around and says, "Oh, we're not going to solve anything in this weather, gents. Let's get ourselves inside. Like I say, I think the company can stand us all a hot toddy." The ostler basically takes the horses, some of the other stable hands take the carriage, move it into the drive.
Hang on, has it still got the vicar in it?
We brought him inside.
No, the vicar was brought inside by Arthur and Mr.
Right.
Jones.
Yeah.
And then they went back outside to kind of get everything else. The stable hands and the boot boys will get the all the luggage, bring it in, and you can. Mr. Jones knows which ones were put on, because obviously it is a mail coach. So some of it is actually mail and so on and so forth, but they brought it all in because it is so wet that they think safer to be inside than not.
Mm-hmm. You don't leave that out overnight anyway.
No.
Don't know who might want a half inches.
Well, exactly.
No, exactly, you know.
Let's get ourselves around a plate full of that. Smells like maybe mutton pie.
Yeah, I think they did the right thing changing the name of that song to Teen Spirit, didn't they?
Why did I? Smells like mutton pie.
It depends. You just got to play to your audience. If it was the Lancashire Hot Pots doing it, then in fact they probably have done a song.
Oh, probably, yeah.
I'm sure the Shire Horses did something back in the day. So I do have a vague map. The problem is it's called something not the right. It isn't called the right thing. But I'll give you a rough idea, and it's there isn't an actual thing coming through. Is it worth showing? Yeah, I'll show this.
I think that's roughly what a coaching end's like, do we?
I think we probably do. So,
or is this going to turn into a siege situation where it becomes rather more important?
No, obviously that would be a bad thing. And we'll see. But basically, if you think about it, it's exactly as you say, John. It's kind of like a... it's almost like a Roman villa with... a two-story. There's an easy way into the courtyard. The courtyard, then one side of it is the stables. The other side is the inn, and then you've got various other outhouses and bits and pieces as well. Everything's reasonably two-story, and on three quarters of the sides, the second story is basically. Sleeping stuff, so you actually can literally sleep over the entranceway. But on the side of the stables, it's obviously higher because it needs to be higher for the horses and various other bits and pieces. And obviously they keep hay and stuff up high to allow it to drop down and dry off. And yeah, that's kind of about it. It's also there is obviously a well in the courtyard, because why wouldn't there be? So there we are. That's kind of a rough indication of what's going on. So you go into the thing. You kind of immediately go into the a tap room, if you would, more modern parlance, I'm afraid, but gives you a rough idea. There are it's probably sort of mid-evening now, so it's about 8-9 o'clock at night. There's a small hamlet in the area, but the main thing here actually is the inn, because it's one of the places where they change the horses to to carry on.
Many people around.
There's obviously a couple of barmaids. There's the innkeeper himself. There is some cooks. There's definitely a cook because people are actually eating. And it does look like a rather good, hearty stew.
Have the ladies retired to their room, or are they around down here?
At the moment, ladies have actually been sat down because they weren't expecting anybody to be staying. So they are sorting the rooms.
Right. Now, well,
who is
in that case, shall get
covering
a
the
glass
cost
of wine?
Of the rooms here? Presumably this is the coach company.
So for those who are inside, the coach company will provide a joint room for the Reverend and Augustus. And it will provide a joint room for the ladies, and for those who were hanging off the edge, and actually the staff as well. There is a perfectly good, nice open fire here, reasonably decent chairs and so on. You can kip here tonight.
Well, that'll do. Yes,
good chairs. Yeah. Nice firm back.
I've made sure I've got the best chair before anyone else gets. No, actually, I'll sit in a different chair while I'm wet, and then when I dry off, I'll move to the better chair.
So,
yeah. Just amazing. Just amazing.
I am not a well man, and I need...
To be fair...
But only in the head.
To be fair, the chairs are all leather. Mm-hmm. Or, in fact, the chairs around the fire anyway are leather.
Worth a bit, is it?
They're not bad, actually.
Your pockets aren't that big, mate.
They're kind of a little mismatched, but they're pretty good quality chairs. There's quite a few patches. There's quite a few areas where they've obviously been reupholstered. But they are comfy.
Hmm.
They are dry. And most importantly of all, they are somewhere where you could easily fall asleep. And they have big enough wings that basically your head is not going to end up with a crick. So
I can fly you off to Slumberland.
Drool on them. I say, Arthur, over there, Arthur. Sure, you can hear.
You feeling more the thing now?
Oh, much better, thank you. I must say, thank you for saving me from that beast. Did you find any hide or hair of it?
No, it slips off in the rain.
It didn't slip off, man. It fell off when it attacked me.
Much the same. I mean, it's gone anyway.
Hmm.
Nothing we can do in this weather. It's,
perhaps he wasn't dead. Maybe a madman.
Mr. Jones is there.
Could be a madman.
Kind of earwigging a little bit.
I exchange a glance with Mr. Jones.
I'll tell you, sir. You know what happened.
I mean, the good reverend did say, sir, that he was... properly dead.
He did.
You know,
well,
he's obviously not saying it too loudly.
Not
because the ladies, you know, the ladies would be within earshot if he spoke with his normal loud coaching voice.
Well, perhaps, Mr. Jones, sir, you may not think it impertinent of me to suggest, is it plausible for a corpse to commit these acts of vandalism upon my head.
You're a bit scratched up there, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. If it wasn't for young Arthur here pulling me off, I would have been in need of much greater relief.
Have we got a... You should probably
I'm also listening in because it's sort of my job, even though I'm not being hired for this. Oh, it appears that he's... Scrap probably wildly flailing around as he lost his balance on the top, so Nothing to worry about there.
Yeah.
That's
a good point. Actually, that
clock and a dab of whiskey on it too.
Could you just give me a roll against your physical prowess? So this is physical. This is nothing to do with your
I'm just wondering what I'm like
ability
at this
to slip away from zombies trying to eat you.
I think I am a bit consumptive. So I'm going to give myself a paw for that.
Okay, let's just have a little roll.
Come to think of it, I'm coming down with a little touch of the plague. that'll be double minus on top of a minus two, which is beyond terrible.
Sub-terrible.
Okay.
Well done there.
Yeah. You've definitely got a cough.
It's dreadful damp weather. It's brought on a touch of the ague.
A goo,
you've done it again.
Play.
Right.
Quite a shock. I wonder if there's any more hot toddy over there. I seem to have finished these two.
Yes, sir. That'll be tuppence for any more, though.
I wonder if you'd... I'm slightly embarrassed. I wonder if you'd take... And I'll hand over the necklace that I found.
Is this the necklace that you found in the... in the vicar's?
My well-honed senses suggest that may not be the best idea.
I wonder...
I may have some other knickknacks that I've. I'll pull out a couple of Mankey coins then, in that case. I do trust that will cover.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And perhaps if you could bring some whiskey for my wounds as well. Leave the bottle. I could actually germ theory is not really a thing at the minute, is it? So no, I wouldn't give a shit.
People who wash wounds and things, that's not abnormal.
To be fair,
it's just surgeons who have no trouble.
Something like this.
A wipe does it enough, doesn't it? With the scalpel.
If they're bleeding, I'm a crap surgeon.
They're bleeding a little bit red, they're a little bit raw.
Some whiskey
The cook comes over and offers you a bread poultice.
That's good stuff.
Now that smells delicious. Of course, that would be absolutely wonderful, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, just strap it around his head with a big cloth.
Yeah, that's exactly what the cook does. I mean, basically, she puts kind of...
It's funny because I can barely talk.
Bread with a little bit of water, and the idea is that it wicks out any things. It's actually,
and when it's hardened, it forms an excellent death mask as well.
So, unfortunately, I'm attacked by a pack of dogs before I get much hurt. Okay, well, I would
more likely be attacked by a pack of geese. I would have thought.
Oh God, I think I'd rather the dogs.
No seagulls here. We're not on the coast.
Yeah. They'd carry me away like my sandwich.
So,
has Gerald been around? Yeah, we've got Gerald now.
Okay, so you are, you're all kind of sitting around by the fire, you're trying to talk around. Rather scandalously, the innkeep asks, would it be okay if the ladies, because they haven't lit the second chimney yet. And
hardly scandalous, these conditions in a coaching inn. It's quite a different arrangement than in one's home.
The problem is it's a bit hard for me to David Niven it with a baguette on my head.
It's not. I'll be honest with you. Just have to roll with it. No, I'll be honest. That maybe you're just not upper crust enough.
No,
that's. I keep distracting myself. Sorry.
Just got to use your loaf. You know, come on.
Absolutely. I just want to break bread with them. That's all.
Yeah.
You're wearing rags. I'm amazed they're letting you anywhere near
they're
the fire, and I'm just putting
rags.
Them back.
I was expecting to be a lot more loaf. Yeah.
Well, they're good quality clothes. They're just better than Arthur's. They've seen better days.
Arthur's look. Now you're in the light. Arthur's look like a combination. In fact, Arthur, I'm going to say that you kind of come across as ex-military. At least in your comments, at least in your attitude and your... So I'm kind of thinking that you are wearing kind of a combination of maybe some form of ex-army stuff and maybe a D-Bob suit.
D-Bob suit in a basket, yeah.
Okay. It's not like bare-chested in camo shorts. Like
I'm sure they must have had something at the end of the... at the end of their service.
See, now I'm just imagining like he's on the cover of Soldier of Fortune magazine or something like that.
Have you seen Soldier of Fortune? The cover of Soldier of Fortune magazine is generally some girl with a very large gun and wearing very skimpy stuff.
Well, that's what I'm imagining for Arthur.
Hi. What's happening?
It might be a slight, you know, maybe not straight.
What's the
situation? But recently,
what's the situation with the vicar as well?
A man of action.
Yeah, how's the vicar?
Well, he's been put in your room.
Why don't you?
What they've done is they've just given him lots of clothes and stuff. And the idea, basically, just try and sweat it out, sort of thing.
Are we certain he's not dead?
He's really hot. He's tossing and turning a lot.
Right.
They've got some water in him. It's the standard thing of basically wrap him in clothes, put a cold compress on his head, and basically give him stuff to drink.
A lot of head wrapping going on.
Which actually, it's one of these things where it sounds horrific, and then you actually think about it. So you're basically increasing his body temperature, but keeping his brain down to something vaguely acceptable, and keeping him topped up with fluid.
Well, you know,
that's
is a thing.
Not bad.
We all take anti-pyrexic drug when we have fevers now, and I never got taught this at Medicora, but presumably there is an evolutionary reason for throwing a fever, which is to kill off the microorganisms. It's a bit of a
crickets do it, don't they? Grasshoppers and things, they crawl up into sunlight if they're ill. To increase their temperature.
Burn themselves off.
Mm.
Well, pretty much.
Presumably, if the vicar's still in the morning, someone can come round and bleed him. So.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's true. I mean, yeah.
It got the opium?
Somebody somewhere must have some leeches.
Yeah, get a few drops of laudanum in him. You know, give him a peaceful mind.
I think I'm all out of leeches. Oh. No, I normally pop into the shop for a quarter of leeches, but I seem to have eaten them all.
No, it's hard to prepare properly before a journey. One gets peckish.
So,
So are the ladies staying at the other end of the room?
So you're all kind of sitting there. Because, I mean, like I say, you've not, you know, you actually now get a chance to eat. Everyone is kind of looking a bit of Peregrine in the fact that basically he goes
rattles
for seconds
when he moves,
goes for seconds rather quickly, and so on and so forth. But everyone then also looks
good
at how
good thing about
he is.
Soup is that I can dip my head in the
Everyone also looks at rather how gaunt he is, and everyone goes, yeah, maybe we'll just
needs a bit of feeding up, doesn't he?
He needs the
it's a bit warm in front of his fire, I must say. Back off a little bit.
Discovered elementary physics.
And those wounds he's got, obviously the poultist is there and stuff, but you can see a few sort of the where scratches kind of come through. They are looking very red.
Bellflower.
Really?
He probably needs some of that Lord Nigel's.
I'm not a medical man. I can't say whether he's going to make it through the night.
Perhaps those lines are extending out a little bit more than they were before.
Can I roll my mediocre medicine, which is for me largely battlefield medicine?
Uh-huh.
As in, I've seen some dead people.
Well, as in,
I can only diagnose you if you're
as in you've seen sepsis.
So I'm going to have to punch you.
That's cocked. Hang on. That's a total of nothing. So fair.
Okay, so fair.
Don't mind the look of that.
Despite the bluster, he actually is looking a little bit peaky.
I don't like the look of that fella, and I don't mean in that way.
I mean, you do mean in that way, because everyone does.
But not also... that. It's not my point. It's... I've seen fellows with that kind of the reddening around the injuries before. Didn't end up well for most of them.
But it can be stopped with amputation.
But it's my head.
Don't know anyone who could take a face off at this time of night.
I mean, choice.
You felt a little bit poorly earlier, Arthur, but to be honest, you know...
It's probably the shock of...
The shock of seeing everything, and B, you know, being out in the driving rain. And some other blokes had your umbrella.
Yeah, but he's not. It doesn't seem like a sort of fellow has a great deal of stamina.
Yeah,
the rain it raineth on the just and on the unjust fellow, but chiefly on the just because the unjust stole the just umbrella.
Very deep.
That's basically what I've modelled my character on.
Yeah, you should send that into Reader's Digest, a page for people like you. So it's now. You got there probably about 8:30 or so. It's now about 9:30, 10:00. Amelia is sat on the floor now, playing with Toby. Augustus is there going, you could really do with going out, but it's very wet out there.
He is a good dog. He can deal with things himself.
Well, actually, not quite that well. But he also is thinking, I wonder if Amelia would enjoy the thing of taking him out for a little walk, maybe.
I could hardly suggest that for a child.
No.
There might be a little sheltered bit by the cook's entrance.
You couldn't and you shouldn't. But it is raining really, really hard. And you are a gentleman.
Stop that.
But you are a gentleman, but not quite that much.
I'm a gent. No, I'm certainly not going to be sending a young lady out in the dark on her own anyway, even if Toby is with her.
Let him out on his own. He knows what to do.
If he's anything like my dog, he'd basically go 10 foot. Pee and then scoot straight back in between your legs.
That's better than like...
Yeah, my mum's dog will just. Oh, I need to go out. Oh, it's raining. Why are we at the door? Should we go back in?
I usually get blamed for just the general. What the fuck is this? Kind of.
Yeah,
oh,
the look at you, you get blamed for the sky, yeah. And then the look at you going, okay, and you haven't turned it off yet, have you?
What is wrong with you?
I thought you were going to say you got blamed if there was a puddle on the doormat. The dog hadn't actually gone outside.
Well, you may yourself at this rate. What's the toilet facilities in this coach house, by the way?
Well, I would imagine they may not be in the coach house.
Well, that's the thing.
No, it's. I mean, it is kind of...
Ensuite is unlikely.
It's not that unsanitary. No. I mean, they actually do have an outhouse.
Okay.
And they do actually
Can't stand these dirty indoor things.
Yes, indeed. They do have an outhouse where you go left if you are male and right if you are female.
SwordCon.
Blimey.
It is that sort of upper class establishment.
Well, I am going to take myself to the establishment.
Okay.
I assume you continue to borrow the umbrella.
It is actually, there is a covered walkway.
Oh. So that's what you pay for, you know.
I'm going to just take hold of it in case.
But you go out there.
As I wander out the door.
And there is actually a. It is lit. Even at this time of night, you know, they've actually lit lanterns, and indeed they will be lit all night.
Bloody hell! I didn't know the Queen came here.
You kind of wish that they hadn't, because your wee shouldn't be that red, should it?
The old trouble.
Or is that maybe black? So red. Is it red with black bits in it?
I'm not really sure, but it sounds like you're describing a watermelon.
That's a really bad
sign. I have to pee out a watermelon.
A really bad sign.
I will finish my necessary and stagger back inside.
You're right, old fella.
I think his old fella is the source of the problem.
Here it is.
I can't keep calling you old fella. What's your name?
Thank you, sir. My name is Fawcett.
Fawcett.
P. Fawcett.
I see. Have a sit down, Fawcett. You're not too clever there.
I think you may call me Peregrine.
Pegsy it is.
No.
Peggy baby. The Pegmeister.
I wonder if... Oh, dear. I am feeling... and then I will throw up on the floor.
I will discreetly spring aside the Aeroman who has frequently leapt aside from a vomiting companion.
Two barmaids teleport into the general facility and clean it up almost like they've done this a lot of occasions. Though one of them is looking at the time and going, really? This early?
I can't remember the last time I ate a carrot, but look. I will sink into my chair and mutter and grumble.
Maybe leave a bowl for him.
Yeah.
Are we getting like bedpans?
And put some newspaper down.
It's probably a cloth.
You know what they'll give him now? They'll give him a nice bowl of hot water with Friar's Balsam in it.
That's what you need. I could really do some bowl, actually.
It was fantastic, right to the point where they found out they had the amount of mercury that was in it.
Never did me any harm.
Well, no, I mean, I had it. I must have mercury poisoning from the damn stuff, I tell you.
I wouldn't worry. The asbestos will get you first.
Oh, yeah.
And the lead.
I was going to say the lead's done its job already.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll continue. Yeah,
people calling AI the asbestos of the 2020s, and it's making me feel nostalgic.
Might be easier to clear asbestos out. But...
Yeah.
And so on.
Can we just have another little roll from you?
A kind of constitution roll.
Yeah, kind of a.
Again, oh, that's more like it. That will be a total of 2 pluses on top of my -2, gives me a fair result.
Okay, so you're not any worse, but you really are starting to feel peaky.
Really hoping you would tell me I'd recovered completely.
think you need
he said you're not any worse, which I think from a GM's point of view is the best you're going to get.
Just pissed out my bladder lining. I couldn't get that much worse.
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, I mean, you're definitely feeling quite... You've not passed out, which is what the roll was for.
Not everything else has.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not really feeling
like awfully, a military
awfully clever.
No, I never have.
So you are. You kind of sit. You're in the chair. You've got liquid. You've kind of realised, to your slight horror, that it is basically small beer now. You just sat there and you were kind of sipping away, listening to everyone else talk. Mr. Jones comes up with some rather good coaching anecdotes. Bert is basically hanging on his every word. The innkeeper comes over and they obviously know each other. Some of the anecdotes, he will interject well, if you say that, but this is kind of what actually happened, sort of thing. They obviously they get along well. The ladies are enjoying themselves. They are listening to the talk of men without anybody shouting at them. If it wasn't for the vicar, who is in his room, and every so often one of the barmaids goes in, basically checks on him, and indeed, it's probably now about 10 o'clock, and one of the barmaids goes in and comes out rather quickly, and basically... grabs the innkeeper and they go in and everybody just make me a little perception check. John, if you would prefer, you are welcome to make a detective roll instead.
Okay, so that would be superb.
Mediocre. These anecdotes
are mediocre. These anecdotes are so tedious.
You noticed that when the the innkeeper went in, as he was shutting the door behind him, there was a slightly muffled, good grief, coming from him.
Well, I shall casually flex my shoulders and say, well... ladies and other company, if you will excuse us, Toby and I are, I think, in need of a good night's rest, and we'd better see how the Reverend is faring, so I shall bid you all good night.
Okay. And you go in.
Come on, of course,
the other bed in the room is, of course, for you. However, you go in there, and you see that... The Reverend is sat bolt upright in bed. He glances across at you. His eyes are completely and utterly rolled back in his head. He is...
hay fever?
White-faced, but basically he's almost completely white, very grey. In fact, you didn't really see the corpse per se, but he does look like a corpse, but he's obviously still moving around.
Corpses I have seen, so he's obviously ill and possibly on the verge of passing on. You said the landlord's in there and...
the landlord's in there with one of his barmaids.
Good evening. How is the patient?
I regret to inform you, sir, that the Reverend is well. He waves his hand. I know it's rather irregular, and I'm sure I might have to do a little bit of double accounting with the coaching service, but I cannot in good conscience offer you the bed here. You're more than welcome, however, to sleep next door.
That's
and then
very
he turns
kind of
back
you,
and basically is trying to get liquid into him, and you know, he's kind of the reverend. He obviously doesn't really know what's going on. He's looking around with his eyes rolled back. It is very disconcerting.
Perhaps it would be an idea for us to tie him down to the bed so that he doesn't hurt himself flailing around like that.
I'll get some rope.
I'll wait here while you do.
Yeah.
Let me just check the load on my pepperbox pistol.
Mm-hmm.
If this man has been bitten by a rabid fox, then I think we may be in for a long night.
Mm. Very possible. You know what these clergy are like with the fox hunting?
It does.
I think they can walk on water because they're too afraid to swim in it.
It could be rabies.
Rabies takes months to develop. I would
probably be out.
Says a voice from what the hell are you doing in my bedroom, sir?
Well, he was probably out, you know, skinning foxes with his teeth. You know,
well,
once
no,
a week.
I mean, you know, but it could have been from the corpse. It could have basically been.
It could have been bitten months ago.
The corpse could have been bitten months ago, but you know, the reverend could have been bitten tonight, and that sort of rabies.
Rapid onset rabies. Yeah. Rah.
Yeah.
Rah, rah,
rah,
I love it.
It's making me think of compressed files now.
So,
per acute rabies,
he is really starting to look quite gaudy. As is Peregrine in the common room. He's not being sick anymore because
you know that feeling when there's nothing left to come up.
Yeah.
Once you've puked up a femur, you know you're pretty much at the bottom of things.
Can I talk to one of the?
Or would that be a pelvis?
The inner staff.
Of course.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a boots, there's a couple of barmaids around.
Yeah, I'll ask one of the barmaids. Listen.
Oh, not Boots the chemist. As
in a footman.
Okay.
I don't mind for myself so much, but I don't think it's fair to ask these you know, gently brought up ladies.
Oh,
to,
you're not
going to
help me. You're going to get me thrown out.
Wait. I don't think it's right to ask these you know, gently brought up ladies to be staying in the same room with Mr. Fawcett here.
Yeah, that's very true. I'll suggest that they go. They maybe want to call it a night.
Yeah, is there somewhere else? I mean, I'll keep an eye on them. I've sat up with the sickly fellows.
Many
before.
A man I've had to shoot before morning.
Some of them were the enemy.
Don't you worry. I won't let him suffer.
But, obviously, I would not abandon you know, a man in his hour of need. But it feels most uncomfortable having the ladies on the other side of the room just staring at us. Don't like being watched.
Not like that. No.
I guess killing's a dirty business, isn't it?
Okay.
To be honest, it's not very nice to force it either, you know, being in this state of health and knowing this.
Well, don't worry about me.
Knowing there's people, you know, staring at you while you're in the, you know, it's in your worst state. You
know, all together.
Some would say it's judgment.
I haven't played this character for more than 2 hours.
You haven't even got a proper name yet.
Yeah. And already people are pointing fingers.
I'm not really pointing fingers. I have my suspicions, but...
Does he look like he's got a fever?
He looks like he had a fever about. He had a fever about an hour and a half ago.
Okay, so it's come off.
It's now way, way, way more than a fever. Put it this way, he's putting out as much heat as the fireplace is now.
I wonder, Mr. Hastings, would you consider moving me back a bit further from the fire?
Yeah, I'll
dreadfully warm.
I'll hoist him
considerably
warm.
Further forward, perhaps.
I'll hoist him back into a corner, and can we get some?
Some water,
wet cloths.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be drinking water. You're drinking small beer. Small beer. Yeah. So basically,
get some wet cloths.
I wouldn't want to
drape
anything
over his head. You know, cool him down. Maybe. Got something to dab on his hands.
In fact, that's a good point, actually.
I've already got a bread poultice on.
He's got a bread poultice. You're going to put wet cloths on top of it.
Why don't you bring the washing in? You might dry it off if you drape it.
That's an idea.
I'm just saying this
hold the umbrella over your head.
With a damp cloth over the top becomes a sort of a steamed pudding after a while.
Tasty
bread. Looking like you're wearing a crash helmet. Yeah. Have you seen the Muffin Man?
Dab on his head with some cold water cloth. Yeah.
Oh, it's just dreadfully cold. Dreadfully cold.
And butter.
That's what you need. You're practically steaming in there. Tomorrow, man. You'll feel better come the dawn, I'm sure.
Nightingale. Erotic cakes.
Can you just make me. Can you just make me roll that one of those and their fortitude rolls?
Come on.
Oh, fortitude.
Come on, Peregrine.
Do you want a medicine roll? I'm very bad at it, but I can do it.
No. Well, come on, Peregrine.
Well, I could have rolled worse because that is only three minuses with nothing to counter it.
Okay, you are no longer conscious.
I told him.
I was very drunk.
Very, very
probably
very
better good. For him.
It's better for everyone else.
So basically, you know, you get the old heavy blanket.
Did Arthur suffocate me?
Yeah, I'll take the small beer off him so it doesn't spill.
He thought about it twice.
Crazy.
So yeah.
That'll teach you to bogart under the man's umbrella.
You know, so it's now coming to about 11:30. The ladies have finally gone down, or gone to their room anyway. Everyone else, Mr. Jones has kind of got himself not a really good chair by the fire. He's got a blanket. He's settled himself down nicely. He's made sure that young Bert is all sorted. And a blanket is given to your good self, Arthur.
Excellent.
Meanwhile, obviously, Augustus,
having roped the Reverend,
you have tied the Reverend down. It's different to tie your mother down. But,
Toby and I will retire.
We'll go to your room.
If there isn't an adequate lock, I will find something to just wedge the door.
There is a lock per se. To be fair, the window is properly shuttered. The door itself, it's an okay, it's a reasonably stout door. Lock isn't great.
Bit of a wedge then, I think.
But the dressing chair will definitely wedge nicely underneath it to stop that. Obviously, you've got water in a bowl for you in the mornings. In the morning, there is a small fireplace,
well,
it's
I wasn't
not bad. You probably don't need a fire in here tonight. And obviously you've got several oil lamps, and obviously there isn't need a gazunder.
Well, I shall.
It is actually quite a well-appointed room.
I shall take off the boots and loosen my cravat. I'm not going to go so far as to actually changing out of my clothes.
Well,
make myself comfortable, and with Toby poised to raise the alarm if anybody accidentally tries to walk into this room.
Well, you say that, but basically, as soon as you lie down, basically, Toby goes, leaps onto the bed with you, head is on your chest, drool is starting to come down almost immediately.
As I said, he is poised to give the alarm. He's a good dog.
And basically, you know, but his snores lull you nicely to sleep. So can you just make me a perception check? It's a hearing check. Can you also make me a check, please, Arthur? You're actually hearing...
Does Toby get a roll? If
Toby
it's hearing?
Does it, he does indeed. And, of course, splendid. He is a good dog, so he gets...
Better than me.
Or...
Good Lord, I've rolled minus three there. minus three, terrible, was in fact what I've rolled.
That's so, mediocre.
A lot of pressure on Tobes. So that is... Oh, got minus one for Toby. So that has ended up with a fair result for Toby, zero.
Okay, so... it's about half an hour later. You kind of are half woken up by Toby's head. He's not pointing at the door, interestingly enough. He's pointing at the window. And there is a growl.
Somebody's fallen down the bloody well again.
There is a growl. There is a...
Hey, that's not the
reference. Just reach for my pistol and...
So the window is heavily shuttered. You would have to, and so you're actually, the window is actually facing out towards the stables. It's not one of the better rooms, but and you're on the ground floor as well. But you know, needs must and all that.
When the devil vomits in your kettle.
Indeed.
Right,
Arthur, did you make a roll?
I got mediocre.
Oh, Arthur, you are muted.
I'm muted.
They really are. There you
I
go.
Got mediocre.
Hello.
You got mediocre. Okay, so
I've had a long day. Got my hat pulled down.
Yeah. It has been a long day. You're kind of half asleep. You hear kind of there's some noises and stuff outside.
Does it sound like shooting?
Doesn't sound like shooting.
That's probably fine.
It's probably okay. But you're half...
If we get attacked by a load of archers, you're going to be a fat lot of you, sir.
Yeah.
Nope, can't hear a gunshot.
No. And you're there going, okay.
You don't want to let every little noise disturb you.
Every, yeah, but it is that thing of you are hearing noises out in the courtyard. It's kind of like a... You heard like a squeaky noise. No. More like... Almost... You're not really sure.
Someone not oiled the cannon again.
Oh, could be. Could be. Could
Is that
could
a
have
euphemism?
Been, could have been... Could be. Could have been... somebody... basically, could be the dying breath of somebody, but
but he's in the same room as you.
Yeah. I'll sort of slide the hat up. I assume it's dark now.
It is. Oh, it's. I mean, basically, the fire's still lit.
Yeah.
It's they've damped it down a little bit, but. It's still they're going to keep it going.
Yeah.
Right? It's banked well enough that it'll keep going all night.
What I will do, I'll go and check on the
there
doors.
There is a
mostly
lantern by the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, and there is a lantern over by the way through to the privy, and there is a lantern over by where people would come and go. From the private rooms into the, including the stairs, into the common room, which, because obviously if you want to go to the privy, you've got to go through the common rooms to go.
I'll get up and kind of gently go towards the doors. I don't want to wake anyone else up. I'll slide my boots back on first.
Cool. Okay, so you kind of your boots are on, but they're obviously unlaced.
Yeah.
You probably maybe haven't got your jacket on, but no, maybe no. You're.
I'm expecting to go straight back to bed.
Well, this is it. But your braces are on.
Of course.
But, you know, otherwise your trousers are falling. You open the door. You can see basically the lanterns are on reasonably well in the courtyard. You look around. You can see across. You can see the stable. You can see two dead bodies in the courtyard. Looking through, you can see where the carriage is. Something's nagging you that there's something you should be paying a bit more attention. It is quite late. You
still
are
raining?
Quite tired.
Have they put the handbrake on the
still
carriage?
Raining, yeah.
Yes, it is still raining.
Still raining. Okay, so it's not that. Well,
tricky.
Someone should have tidied up those bodies, but I mean,
yeah, just yeah.
The word yellow wandered through Alpha.
Honestly, what are they teaching?
Search something to connect with.
What are they teaching the men these days? Oh, you don't just leave bodies lying in the courtyard. You get rats.
No, you throw them off the back of a coach halfway in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. What a ditch is for. I mean. Okay, well, I'll close the door. While I'm deep in thought.
Just make me another perception.
Bodies.
Get a bonus. You can get a bonus for it.
Bodies. Bodies.
In fact, maybe even two, but a bonus of two.
Stop saying bodies. I fancy a bite of bitter
it's
now.
It's not going to help at all. Okay, I've rolled minus three, so that's a total of.
Is this going to be like Father Dougal waking up in the middle of the night? Those women were in the nip! Oh, shit.
He's got it now as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
in up, Shim. You will.
Sorry,
be
Shim. I've
well
tried my to best to make it fine. To make it as unfunny as possible tonight.
It's really painful hearing you like that. So mute yourself, you bugger.
Yeah. I mean, I think the best way to get Shim over his disease is to do a whole session of problems
of ill people dying
from
mates.
Disease.
Okay, I know Bert is frit, so I'm going to. Going to wander over to Jones.
The innkeeper himself obviously would be, he's got a room behind the bar. And then obviously the staff are.
Presumably not like a shelf.
Let's
under
go
it,
to the
you mean an actual.
Let's go to the innkeeper.
Yeah, don't forget, of course, his wife is a cook. So there is potential that there could be a lady in the room.
I shall knock politely.
Potential for you to have a very disappointing breakfast if you upset her.
yes. What's...
Can I trouble you for a moment, man? Something I think you ought to see.
Oh, are you sure?
I think so.
Are you sure? Can't get one of the boots to have a look. It is very late.
So, calls for a.
I have to get up very early tomorrow.
I'm sure you do. You probably need to see this.
Oh.
Maybe grab one of the boots as well.
You stay there, Agatha. Oh. He gets himself out. There is a complaint of something underneath the bed sheets on the other side. Sounds vaguely feminine.
I hear nothing.
he's married, you know.
I know, but, you know, it's their, I, you know, their domestic affairs are not my business.
One of the boots and two of the barmaids are probably his.
Mm-hmm.
He gets himself out. He's wearing, obviously, his nightshirt and species, pulls his trousers on, pulls his braces over his shoulders.
Got his wee willy winky hat on. And
He still has his wee willy winky hat on, I hasten to add. He puts his boots on.
I will pick up my umbrella.
Takes about three or four steps, takes his boots off, put them on the right feet.
I'll lace up my boots, considering the situation, while I'm waiting for him.
You lace up your boots, you maybe put back and just grab your jacket and put it on properly. You grab your umbrella. You're probably going to have to put a bit more brown paper around where that spoke's gone through, but it's not worrying too much about that.
I'll gently escort him out to the courtyard.
Okay, and you can see that there are two figures lying down.
You're expecting
them? And as you go over to them, see, one of them is the ostler, and the other is the rather large sable hand that took Peregrine into the inn earlier. Both of them...
Been having a jolly night, have they?
No.
Just after a lot of drinking at night?
No. You know, whereas when you were looking at the body in the road, and you couldn't see any reason why it was lying down. These you can definitely see where it's lying down, because basically they're quite badly bashed, but. You would have said that the primary problem is the fact that we don't actually, but you can actually see their spines from the front.
That's a problem.
That seems bad.
Yeah. In fact, can you just make me a... I need you to make two rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately... If you roll well on the first, you're going to get negatives on the second.
Okay.
The first one is your perception check.
And the second one's terrible. Your horror check, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're doing well.
Okay, so you're not going to get any negatives on this one. If you'd have done well on that first one, you'd have actually kind of... There's a few extra things that you could have picked up.
Very glad you didn't call out the detective.
Steadfastness, is it?
Yeah, steadfastness, yes.
That's a... great.
Horrible though this is, you have seen worse. But what you are very worried about, obviously, is what has caused it.
I am. We should get inside, sir.
Should we bring the what?
We should first get inside and secure the doors, sir.
But that's Alfred and
nothing.
And that young,
sir. Nothing and, worse and, can and, come and, of, come
and
to
I
them
think,
now.
I think they should. We should bring them in.
We should, sir. But the first priority is to ensure everyone inside is safe from whoever did this.
Oh yes.
We need to get inside. We need to check every door and window, sir.
I must tell Agatha.
Hurry now.
Alfred's taking the brother. This is...
I will drag him back inside.
Oh. He is absolutely, you know...
Arthur, perhaps it would be kinder if he didn't suffer anymore.
Just put him out of
his
misery.
I get a superb muscularity roll to drag him back inside.
Well, no, what you do, you're gently moving him. He's kind of walking backwards, pointing at...
for Christmas.
Across the Irish Sea.
I'm wondering...
Oh, dear. Dear. Oh.
You wouldn't happen to have such thing as a shotgun, would you, sir?
Oh, he's got to have a blunderbuss at least. Something he can load up with the silver.
Yeah. Well, you know that Bert and Mr. Jones have
got one. They've got one, yeah.
And in fact, but you're not quite sure where, but that the stuff was brought in and was placed in another room.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably went in with that.
Okay. Well, that's, once I get him inside, I want this door locked and barred as much as possible.
You can indeed lock and bar the door. Yeah. I mean, bear in mind, they do have problems. I mean, in theory, they can, you know, they can actually close the actual gates on the courtyard, and it becomes a reasonably
well defendable.
Mm. Yes, there's an old saying about, well, something to do with barn doors. I can't quite think.
Yeah. Closing the stable door after the horse has bolted, indeed.
That's
like
where,
that.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. So,
right. I will now rouse Jones specifically.
Oh.
Mr. Jones, we need you.
Oh, dear, dear. I was having such a nice dream.
I'm very sorry, sir.
Oh, I was. Mrs. Jones was.
Goodness me.
Let's hope you can have another one later.
Mrs. Jones is on holiday in Australia.
Listen, Jones. We need to check every door and window in this place. Make sure they're all locked, secured, barred, covered as much as possible.
Oh. What's happened?
I'm not quite sure.
He can see. You can see. He can see because the innkeeper has gone behind the bar and has got the whiskey, poured himself a glass, and then just drunk. He's now drinking straight from the bottle. So, so he's a little unsure what's going on, but at the very least, he's going to check on his passengers. Obviously, he won't check on the ladies.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. There is a barmaid who is. The one to be woken in the event.
I thought Arthur had just run off. Which is quite right.
Yeah.
He was just checking on the windows and things.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, so Arthur checks on everything in the thing. Meanwhile, Augustus, can you just make me another perception check for you and Toby?
Actually, you get a bonus pleased with this, I'm unconscious
because it
this
is all point. Now happening inside.
Well, it's what
well,
do I go?
Actually, I'm going to be asking you to make another roll soon, anyway.
Right. So, is it a plus one? Did you say? Or?
Yes, indeed.
So that's a good result for me, and it's a superb result for the little yappy show off.
Okay. So both of you are aware that there is the sound of speaking in the common room. It's reasonably quiet. But it was loud enough that you heard it, and you can hear the sound of a man in distress, definitely. He does not seem very happy.
From next door, is it the Reverend?
It's not the Reverend. Well, you don't think it's the Reverend? Though actually saying that, you can actually hear the sounds of, you can hear the rope next door as the Reverend is thrashing.
yes, well, I don't need to check on that. Let's just have a look. There's something outside, so let's just peek as best I can through a crack in the shutters.
Okay, so you open the shutters very slightly.
If I have to, if I can't see at all through them as they are, then I will open them very slightly.
You can open them, but obviously it's they're designed to be opened. There are some that are outside, but there are also inner shutters as well. You open one of the inner shutters to have a look through. Unfortunately, it is very well lit, so you can see that there are indeed two bodies. But you can see something slightly different in the fact that not only can you see the two bodies, but you can see somebody kind of shambling around out there. Does look rather like the body you saw out on the road.
Well, one body wandering around at night looks much like another.
It's wearing the same sort of clothes, and he still hasn't got a jacket, and he still hasn't got a hat.
I shall carefully close and secure the shutter. Double check my pistol. Come on, Toby. Boots, cravat. Let's head out and see what's happening in the common room.
Okay, so Arthur, as you're about to start checking on the other rooms, you see Augustus come out of his room. He is dressed impeccably.
It's pretty obvious I've been sleeping in my clothes.
His clothes are very slightly rumpled, but
compared to
but his cravat is tied well. His pin is clean through.
It's not an ascot. It's just a black cravat. I'm just travelling, you know. I'm not on the town.
Okay, fair enough. So basically, he's there.
Do I see the pistol?
No.
Yes.
You do not.
Oh, okay.
Because I, having checked it, I'm not carrying around, walking around, brandishing it. It goes back into my pocket. It is just a small pepper box.
Yeah. Okay. And Toby comes out and basically is glancing up at his master and glancing across at you guys.
Brains, we have an unfortunate situation.
We do indeed. There appears to be someone prowling, for want of a better word, out in the courtyard where two people appear to have met their end.
They have, sir. Yes, two of the staff here.
Yes, I surmised as much.
I will take whichever of the fire irons is closest. Poker, preferably.
Hardly know. Is everyone else accounted for? The Reverend appears to be, as far as I can tell, without looking directly, it sounds as if he's still tied down, but still active.
You put your head in. The Reverend is there. He's thrashing backwards and forwards. As you put your head in, he lifts his head, looks at you. His eyes are still pulled back, but he now snarls.
And the Lord have mercy on your soul.
I have no idea who's a cat, lock
the door.
Well, no, we've already established he's full C of E.
These fire and brimstone preachers. It's not like in my father's day.
Oh, it's a good point. Peregrine, could you just make me that one more roll for yourself?
Well, you're at the snarling stage.
Yeah. I may be about to see how the other half live.
Well, live is a
great choice of words.
We need you, man.
That's better than my previous result, as it is merely terrible.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so Peregrine. But he is stood up. His eyes have rolled into the back of his head, and he has started shambling towards Bert, who is still asleep.
I can't help but feel my personality has improved.
And your conversation, indeed.
And his morals.
Yeah, there's no doubt a sort of jingly clanking sound as he shuffles forward.
Yeah.
Bert, get
it's
away
like
from him.
Like a bloody Morris, man.
All that horror. No, I thought they were just zombies.
I will interpose myself between that. Bert and Fawcett.
Okay.
Stand down, man.
Yeah, Bert is. There is another bed in with the Reverend. If you want to tie him down,
I think perhaps we should see if we can knock him out first.
Jones,
just keep his attention for a moment, would you, sir?
Yes, perhaps the blanket over his head might prove a suitable distraction.
Not more things on my head.
I'll probably avoid any blood. I'll Let me reach around for. There's got to be some sort of.
Fortunately, I have damage resistance wooden, 10.
You know, like a belaying pin type of thing. I mean, this.
I mean, I've got a fire poker.
There are. There are things like fire pokers, but B, and slightly more importantly, there are big bits of wood that they were going to put on.
That will do. Something I can wield with one hand.
Don't give him suggestions.
I want to throw the blanket over his head and then crack him across the back of the skull with one of these to knock him out.
Perfectly safe.
Weirdly, this is going much better than I thought it would tonight.
Just make me that attack roll.
Well, now, normally
I'm afraid, Peregrine, you are not in a position to do any of dodging or getting out of the way.
I'll have you bastards.
So, oh dear. No, it's only fair, I'm afraid. That's zero.
Would you believe, though, that's probably good enough, especially with the blanket?
It's like a parrot. If you throw a blanket over his cage, he shuts up.
I'm padded with the other blanket and the bread poultice.
Yes, actually, to be fair, the bread poultice will take away some of the damage. Can you make me another roll now to see how much damage you do?
I'm not used to fighting people fitted with airbags. What am I rolling here, sir?
Just make me a roll. There's a base damage of 2, and then see what the fates say.
That is plus 2.
Plus 2. Plus 4. Okay, that's more than enough to knock him out, or at least concuss him enough that you can actually get him into a bed.
Excellent. That's the first blow, and the second will aim directly at his testicles.
Straight to the scrotum.
That's where I keep all my jewellery.
Let's take that blanket off. I don't see any blood, so I think he's all right. Let's get him tied down.
Well, no, some nasty rumours of reverend bread.
Yeah, it's like all the blood is hidden by the bread.
Oh, crumbs.
Looks like his brain is exploding. Oh, no, it's
head breakfast. Looks like a summer pudding by the end of this.
Well cooked summer pudding, though, with that temperature. Keep away from his teeth. Well, how's the Reverend? So,
do you cook
the
summer
Reverend
pudding?
Is basically thrashing, growling, trying to bite.
As long as you, let's just have a
both crazy.
Sort of visual check of the ropes just to make sure they aren't on the verge of giving
they
way.
They are a little bit more strained than you'd like, so you do maybe tighten a few of the knots, shall we say.
Let's get this fellow wrapped up tight. Now, what a shame we don't know about things like recovery position and checking to see if he's got concussion.
No.
And face down in the toilet should do the job.
I believe vinegar and brown paper is the usual remedy.
While we are doing this, can we have vinegar and innkeep rouse the other servants or the staff?
If there are any left.
So he gets a couple of the boots, the last of the men who are actually in the thing. He rouses one of his daughters, who is the one who was to wait on the two ladies in the event they need anything the night. And they are woken. And you are now all in the common room. And rather sadly, I'm looking at the time.
No, I think this is a perfect time.
This is probably a time to stop.
I didn't know this would be a rerun of All Flesh Must Be Beaten.
It's not all flesh, it just appears to be yours.
Annoyingly, I was a little bit slow tonight. Sorry, guys. You've probably got about another session at the most. So if we can try and get that done at some point.
We could always get a late arrival at the inn.
Yeah, I was
going to
think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know. Mysterious stranger. Two, maybe.
I mean, bear in mind that
I need a second character at this point.
I'm kind of trying to play it as high Victorian as I can, you know, that you were all... You know, just normal people.
I don't think Peregrine's going to be appearing in the next.
Well, Toby isn't.
Not as a player character.
You could play Toby.
I do like the fact that your name is now Battered Pudding.
I'm really enjoying this. So.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
It's good stuff. Like I said, I just love Fudge because this is what this is, and to me, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like more structured Fudge as well and bits and pieces. Fate, I get a bit more.
Fate, so I find very confusing.
That gives me a +2 for being that, and then gives me a -3 for that, and then
Shim put it best. So all the mechanics bounce off each other and don't have any relation to reality, so it's like a weirdly complicated but non-simulationist game. I don't know why I don't see the appeal particularly.
Yeah.
But Fudge, I mean, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
But for me, this is just raw role playing. This is just right. Something happens, roll some dice.
And I like the fact that the story is evolving as we go along, and I don't have to have a fleshed-out character to start with, because it can...
It's proper let's tell a story together, but it doesn't feel like Robin Laws is pushing a nubbin in your face and saying, confront your other characters.
Yeah.
A nubbin?
I couldn't remember the name for the things you have to wield in effing hill folk.
Your favourite
system. Inter-party conflict, the game. Thanks, Robin.
To be fair, Effing Hill Folk sounds like a band that I would consider listening to.
Okay, so unfortunately, I'm not here next week when Roger Buth return. I will be in Woodold Spa.
Ooh.
If anybody would like to catch up with Mark.
Yeah. So I shall be touring various RAF things, because obviously that is where the Dambusters did their Dambusting.
Get some photos, you know.
Well, we'll discuss off air what the plan is.
Yeah.
We might do. I'd really like to finish this off, even though you finish me off. You shit.
Yeah.
Like I said, one of my worst stats when I already was infected may not have been my wisest.
But it was very dramatic.
I don't want Peregrine to come back, because I think that's a good ending for the. I'll come up with someone else when we play next.
Well, I mean, like I say, I mean, there are a couple of other people are staying at the inn.
I'll play the handsome and attractive young stable lad.
We've got a couple of ladies.
Oh, you mean the one who's
been ripped from sternum?
Yeah, maybe not the handsome and attractive and stable lad, the one who no longer has a throat.
Oh, yeah, anyway, we shall worry about it next time we play. But, yeah.
We will definitely finish it.
Could do the final session 2 weeks. When you all come down. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That might be an option.
Maybe.
All right.
Anyway, always let's option. Discuss.
Call you out. Anyway, take care, guys. And,
send me your things.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. And get well
get
soon,
some rest.
Yeah. Chin up, Jim.
Okay. Cheers. Bye, everybody. Bye.